Kumlan about Gemara, we're up to Daf Lamed Beis, Amud Aleph, the very bottom of the page. Ahud Amal Lechavre. I'm still wondering why the entire Gemara, every dispute you call him Chavre. Like you only have fights with friends.
What can you say?
Enemies?
Not
neither.
They're not talking how it is, they're talking how it should be.
Oh, to fight. Many times. But the machlokes, everything, every machlokes starts with Hudom
Lechavre. The machlokes is Mitoch Abba.
Echadom Lesheni or whatever it is, yeah.
No, but does it use it?
Yeah, yeah, sometimes, not here.
It's Mitoch Abba, it's all to the Megalodon.
Ah.
You did. But there's the truth. There's, I say it wasn't. Hudom Lechavre, my boy, my Ada, what are you doing in my property? Amalei, Minor Zivinti, I bought it from you. And here is the star. So the claim, the plaintiff said, it's a false, fraudulent star. It's a false star. Gochin, so the defendant, not the claim, Gochin, so the guy, the, let's say Reuben Shimon, Jesus said, so Shimon, the one who's living on the land, and Reuben has a star, Gochin, he bent down, Lochish lo l'rabba, he whispered to Rabba's ear, in, he's right, yes. Shtara Zayofu, it is a false star. Miu, however, Shtara Ma'al Yahavali, I had a good star, the Idchas, and I lost it. Vamin, and I said to myself, Inkit Hai Biyadoi, let me at least hold on to this star, Kold, who has at least have some kind of evidence that it's mine. I know it's mine, but I lost my evidence, so here's my evidence. And he conceded all this to Rabbi quietly. Omar Rabbi, so Rabbi Paskind, Ma'aloi Leshakit, he has a migu. What does he benefit by this lie? Iboy, if he wanted, he could have maintained his lie, and Amar, he would have said, "Shtar Avayu, it's a good start." And the Edim were Mekayimid, so he would have gone ahead and he would have won. Now that he's made it a full star, so Migu, you believe him?
Amar,
the Edim on the star. So
that is Rashbam gives.
It's three Pshatim in the Rashbam. Listen to the Rashbam, okay. One of the Pshatim is he forged the signature. Rashbam. You don't have a chazok. Gochim ba'al ashtar. He bent down. Loch is the rabbi whispering to Rabbi ben Nachas quietly. Yishma ha'mar. The ma'ar shouldn't hear it. In shtar zayofu. Now three pshat. Peter shabbein chanan. Lav shtar zayofu. Mamer. Doesn't mean mamer is a full star. Elo kamo shtar zayofu. It's like a full star. What do you mean a full star? It's not a good star. Why? But it's real. That's why they were mekayim it. Shalai nichtev al mechirazu. It wasn't even written for the sale. My knee, what kind of star is that? Star amone, du bottle. Star amone is a star that you're going to perhaps one day. It's a star of faith. And that is star amone. We had it in Ksuvis.
No, there's an English name for it. Not a memorandum of understanding or something like that.
A letter. A letter intent.
This sort of star, why don't you look at the star? You say it's not relevant.
No. The star money, they wrote the star as if it happened already to put it aside, and when they'll use it, they'll activate it. So the Edim are real this way. There's no way that you can dispute it. It looks like a real star. That's the Ben Chalam shot. Had it not been that he was made the Tevei, the star, had it not been made that the star falls, Lavko Kamine, and nobody would believe to say it's not a real star. Incredible star. The Edim recognize the signatures of Shem Hochi, Amar Abba, Rabba says, Malo the Shaker. What's the point of lying? Because I lost it. All you had to do was say this is a valid star, and it would definitely be, have a boy, look, human Mekaila, it would have definitely been easily Mekuyim. That's the Rabbein Chananab Shat. Says that the Rashbam inami or ikel ferushay zayofa star mezuyev mame. We're talking about a really fraudulent star. Sheziav chasim said miyofa. He was a good forger. V'toyim aedim and the witnesses are making a mistake. Kesvudim, you think you remember every signature you made in your lifetime? Chasim shadeimi. They think it's their signatures. Umekayim as a star and they themselves validate the star. We're talking about it was very valid. Hilcha motzi the kaim v'shtar v'leim v'shtar ma'al yu. All you have to do is say it's a good star. Inami motzi the kaim v'eidim shkardim shechasmulay. Or the star he made. Not only he made up the star. Not only did a great. He got two false eidim to come in and say, "Oh, we recognize this ksivas yad."
Despite all this,
Hashem
is
not
the
shaker. Yes. Yeah. But the Rashbam concludes v'rishenika. I like the Rabbein Chaim shot better. But yeah. Yeah. Put it mildly. Yeah.
Like Rabbein Chanal, it fits very easily.
But true, yeah. Come here, was Lachich le Rabbi Gassin, the Rabbi Melech Malach and Kamer Biyisiv. Rabbi was a Rishiv for Rabbi Yisiv for 22 years. Could be in Rishiv Brachas. Rabbi Yisiv Chavei and Maxel were asking questions. Back to the Gemara. Rabbi Yisiv disputes. I said Rabbi Yisiv, I'm the Rabbi Yisiv. I don't understand. Amai Samchet Ahai Shtar. What are you doing? What are you relying on? You're relying on this star. I mean, why are we giving? He doesn't have a chazaka. We're giving because of the star. But the fact is, Haishtar, Chas Bamu, is a piece of clay. He's worthless. He himself concedes that this star is worthless. So what can you do? How can you give him Lashbam? Amai Kasam Cheda Haishtar, Lashne Chazaka Leke, there's no Chazaka. Haishtar, Chas Bamu, is a piece of paper. He himself says it's a worthless piece of paper. The Kimna Oida, Oida, once he's Maida, is Maida. So even though he might have a Migui, that a Migui is a what? We bashtetik the lie, substantiate the lie that this star, the tiny that he says right now. But he himself is saying the tiny thing right now is worthless. So what does it help the fact that he could have made he could have said a lie and would have been gotten away? But what you're saying right now is worthless. You have no evidence that you have the property is yours. Don't the shah mal the shaka. Different than all the migrish. Shibig mara. There, shtei tainas, yecholus. They're both tainas can be true. Oisa shutoyin, voisa shuyachlus. In every migrish, the taina that I'm claiming right now could be valid, and the taina I could have said maybe is a stronger taina would have been better. So that gives me the credibility of the stronger taina to what I'm saying now. And he didn't. I mean, migrish. Avlahacha here. This is no different than a guy has a migui, but at the end of the day, the witnesses are going right against you. I can have a migui, have his morgan, but the edim are against me. Who are you going to believe? The migui, the edim. Migui, mokke, maiden, we had a few days ago. The only reason why we're going to give you the star is because of this migui. How can you say that? He's moide. When a person concedes, confesses, instead of 100 Eidim saying it, if Eidim would have come along and said that this is possible, his migui would be worthless. So therefore,
this thing, yeah. Is that just an expression? Like it's such a powerful thing, a person's admission, or does it mean mamish negative? And if I'll bring you 101 Eidim against him, you believe the 101?
100 Trei Kemeya, so it means
it means an expression. Like it's the most
powerful. We have a rule: Trei Kemeya, 2 Eidim like 100, and 100 like 1,000, 1,000 like 1,000,000. Yeah. Okay. So the poel, he says here, we can. The Rashbam says we cannot believe. Abiyasa says we cannot believe you. In this particular migui, because we cannot believe what you're saying right now.
What?
Teicher explains why don't we say lepoil migui here? Teicher explains the reason is migui lahoitzi loyamin, which is like this. A migui is strong enough. Migui means probably you're saying the truth because if you're a liar, it's a case of logic. So when do we say that migui lahasich? I already have the money. I already have a cheskas mammon supporting me. Together with a migui, it's mine. But if through this migui, I want to extract money from you, migui lahoitzi loyamin. Over here. It's like a migui lahoitzi. Okay, that's why how can you call him a hoitzi? The fact is, he has the property he's dwelling on the property. But dwelling on the property means nothing. By metaltin, possession is 9/10 of the law. But if I squat in your house, I can be a squatter. The fact that I'm there doesn't prove anything unless there's a chazoke, unless I have evidence of shtar and so on. So I'm not a muzik. And we know that guy's marakama. The fact that the guy was there till now is much stronger, overrides the fact that I'm there right now on my own. Yeah. The Teicher brings an interesting thing. Why Rabbi Yisrael is against this particular migui? He says the reason why he's against this migui is because not like the Rashbam. He says because the only way this migui can operate is by lying. But every migui is what you're saying is the truth. But
the Rashbam said it's another truth.
Yeah, but over here the only way to be believed is by lying.
So
you're lying. So what are we going to teach with? It's similar to the Rashbam in a way. Which is another pshat. It's like choize v'toy. First, you got up and you said, "This is my shtar," and now you're coming along saying my shtar is possible. So therefore, and you want to now believe it because of whatever. So therefore, it's like a toy and choize v'toy, which you said a few days, 2 days ago, that you cannot change your story. Let's continue writing. Says he want to write another story similar but a little bit different. A guy says, "Friend, habli meizuz, give me $100. I lent you v'ha shtar, and here's the shtar that you owe me the money. I'm a lay shtar as I offer. It's a full shtar." Gochin again, the lender bent down, lochin le rabba, and whispered in the rabba's ear, in his right, shtar zayofi, taka falsh, it's a false star. But miu, shtar ma'al yahavle, used to have a real star, vi irchas, and I lost it, va amin, and I thought, inkit haibi yodo, I'll have this in my hand, called to at least have some kind of evidence. Omarabba, same thing, malo le shaka, he has a migu. Boy, if he wanted, you could have said it's a valid shtar. What are you relying on the shtar? Shtar is a piece of clay. Same story. Okay, it seems like Rabbi Abiyasa would met these kind of people, and then the same story, same dispute, and everything else. However, the Gemara concludes. In the case of the land, we'll pass it like Rabbah that the Migdal is valid. And Hilchasa Kavasa that Rabbi Yisuf Bezuza, the halacha is like Rabbi Yisuf by money, that it's not valid. What's going on here? How can that be? Hilchasa Karaba Ba'ara, the halacha like Rabbah by land, the Hecha, the Kaima, Ara, take where the land is, let it stay. So Tesis explains, we just finished saying the Migdal Hoitzi Lo Yamanina, the Migdal Hachzi Gaminim. When it comes to the land, it's a Migdal Hachzi. Because since I'm sitting in a land, right now the land is with me. But I'm the one who's squatting in the land, or living in the land, so the land is with me. So this Migdal is supporting me, so it's the Migdal Hachzi. And in the case of the money, I want to take money from you. I want money from you. Migdal Hoitzi Lo Yamanina. The hechas the kavos of mezuzah, the hechas the kaim mezuzah, look at the state where it is. That's how Tosfos is shouting about it.
Why is
the migdal
he wants to take.
Because we have a rule. We have a rule. Which means when it comes to taking money out, even the roiv probability is not good enough. We need why? Because you have a cheskas mama, which is very strong.
We're talking about hachzir. Who's returning the money?
No. That's called lahitzi. How do we know if you're turning? That's the question. You're saying you don't owe me the money, so it's lahitzi. I have now. What evidence do I have?
I want to take it out of your possession.
Yeah, that's right.
So I need a stronger proof
than the probability. Exactly. The Rashbam learns very different pshat here. The Rashbam learns. Let's look at Rashbam. Why the halacha like Rabbi here? So the Rishonim all argue with the Rashbam. Let's see what Rashbam says. The Rashbam here chesed kavosid Rabbi ba'aru. But oisay din rishon delil. We'll pass it like Rabbi on the first din, like Rabbi second. Why? So I just told you. Tesis says because migal hachzik coming in, and wherever it's lahachzik, will support the migal. Says the Rashbam, no, we don't know who the halacha is like, and whenever there's a suffix, leave things the way they are. So in the case of the karka is right now, he's there, so it's a suffix, leave it there. In the case of the money, there's a suffix, leave the money where it is. So therefore, we don't take the money out. Not because we're paskining that migui lahazik aminin, migui lahaytzi aminin, but because we don't know what the halach is, and every time it's a suffix, leave things the way they are. Rakesh Bam, Besapkle Ravidi Barov, and Tam Shemim Mishneim Nida, who's right? Yeah, he said, here, Khalifa, Paisa Barishan, Kerabi, Paskin, Rabbi, I mean, Malala Shaka will say, Migu, the Yamal, Amichael, let him remain with the Mecca. Why? The Kivan delays Barido, Tamash, Rabbi, we don't understand their reason. The Rashbam says, we don't understand really their true reasons for their opinions. In every case, we're going to say, since we don't know what the Allah is, Hamaitch Ravaraya. The Gabi Zuzi by Manish, Alayva Murza, the Lev is holding on to it. Vulay Balashtar, I mean, we say, you gotta be Balashtar, I have a Yitta, let him bring a proof and take it. The Hecha, the Kaima Ara, say, wherever the land is, let it remain. Vulay Noitzim is Suffolk, we shouldn't extract it from Suffolk. Vulayin Zuzi, Hecha, the Kaima Lake, Vulayin Lach. The Avagat, the Paskin, Allah, Rabbi Yasin, Besadi, Machzal, the Chayda, we generally have a rule that Allah is always like an Abba versus Rabbi Yasin. In three cases, there is a Machlek, is a Shainim that only applies to Babasar, applies to Kol Shas Kulik. The Rashbam asked the question, the Chayda, if the Allah is like three cases. Like Rabbi Yisrael, Sadi and Machzah. Here we have a fourth case where Pascal Rabbi Yisrael, when it comes to comes to this thing here. The Kalu Kulu Gemara Lo Kerabba Lo Rabbi Yisrael. Hocha Pascal Rabbi Yisrael Lo Kasha. No, Hocha Plukta Lo Paskini Kerabba. We're Paskini partially like Rabbi and partially like Rabbi Yisrael. Okay, so Gemara Vait. Who Arve? There was a guarantor. The Amalei Leiva. He said to the borrower, Have Li Meya Zuzir, pay me back $100. The Paraiti Lemalva Aloyach. Oh, you love it. Pay me the $100 that I paid on your behalf to the lender, and I was a guarantor, and you got to pay me. And here is the document that that I wrote to the Malva that I'm going to pay him, and this is what happened. And here it is. And the Malva held on to it, and once I paid him, he gave it back to me. So here's this is proof that I paid it out. Yes, I know you paid me out, but I paid you back. Now, the dinner generally, if you owe somebody money, you don't have to pay back with witnesses. So the loiva says to the guarantor, I paid you back. But didn't I give it back to you again? After you paid me back, you asked me to lend it to you again, so I lend it to you again.
One second.
Shol the my Hagen rule in this case. Hagen rule in this case. Because here we don't know who's telling the truth. Here's a migui. This guarantor could have said, Bob Meissner, you never paid me back. But I still have the shtar here. Because if you would have paid you back, wouldn't you have taken the shtar and ripped it up? So, but I didn't.
Still in position.
Yeah, but instead what I said was, yes, he did pay me back. So there was this, so I'm saying this shtar is worthless because he paid me back. But I lent you another time, so I decided to retain the shtar. It's very similar to the previous cases where I'm passing myself. what happens? Now, the fact is, Amoydeh, the shtar is defunct. Amoydeh, the shtar is worthless. It's like I'm saying the shtar is false. Same thing, because it was paid up already or it was never written in the first place. So the question is, are we going to pass him like over here, like Rabbi Yisrael, because Migal Ahaytzi? What are we going to do here? How are you going to rule over here? Shalach le'abayabay, sent him a letter. What's the question? Iyud Amar, you yourself said, you Rabbi Dibaravin ruled. You yourself ruled along Rabbi Yitzchak because the money that Migal Hoytzi Le'Aminin, the Heichad Uk Mezuzi Luk Me, wherever the money is sitting, let it remain there. So therefore, over here, the same thing. Over here, the same thing. Why do you think that the guarantor should be able to take more money? Migal Hoytzi Le'Aminin.
It's also like what we said yesterday. It's changing the story.
That's the way he had to face it. Yeah. Case is the only one who introduced that term. Yeah.
With the person who's holding the shtar now, if he says yes, you paid me, but this is on another $100.
That's another gemara. That's called, we had in Kesuvos. That's called shtar sitroyin. You know. He says yes, you owe me the money, but the reason why I'm holding the shtar is because you owe me had another chayv, so I'm keeping the shtar till you pay me that chayv. Yeah, and the question of that migi is that called migal hayti now. Yes, 100%. Let's do Rashbam.
So then what chshivas does this shtar have? Legabe the second
halakha? Obviously, over here, this not so, the reason why I bought it about was not so certain here, because the fact that the shtar is real. The fact that you did owe me the money once. In the cases before, it was a false shtar, the frozen shtar, the whole thing is about myself. And I'm telling you, it's a false shtar. Here, we all agree it was a valid shtar. None of us. You paid it up and you're. That's
so
right.
Legabe the original halakha.
Yeah, but that's a biased head. That's still the same thing, but the Rabbi Yehuda thought it's better than the case of a false shtar, because it was real between me and you. That's the Rashbam. Tagav, my three lines and one line. It's not so similar. It's this similar to the previous case, the Paskin and Rabbi Yisiv. There is Maidah, there was another shtar, and he lost it. He made up the shtar to use it. It's false. Like Nichtaval Milvus, that was written for this halava. Even if you go like the first shot of money, but it's a false shtar. It was not written, never used. Hechach Hiv City lost out. Hey, the kind of thing would be. Lahachov Hirabi the thought. Lahayla other shtar Achem Olam. Kiim Zeh. He never had another shtar except this, and it was real. Hechach Avgad the Parinu, even though it was paid off. Kiven the Hadash Shaklinu. You took back the money. Kiilu Loi Parinu Dummy. Perhaps we can say it's like reversed. The question is, when you paid me back and then I lent it right back to you again, is this a new loan, or do we say it's just, you know what, I did you a favor, as if you didn't pay me, take the money back? How do we view it? So I mean, what I'm thought, maybe there's a half minute to say, because you took the money right back, it's as if you never paid me.
So what, the shtar is still doing?
Exactly.
And he still got the shtar.
Exactly, original shtar.
You're redrawing.
That's the have a minute. Ideal, we come back and do ship part. The fact is, you paid it off, and this is a new loan. The fact is, if you would have given me a shtar once it was paid off, and I can never reuse the same shtar again. Why? Shekvar nimchul shibuda. The shibud that was tied to the shtar was very nimchul. I showed a chasbal. Here's the paper. That's a question. So the bible. After the mechilik was Rabbi Yisrael, this was a migal hoytzi. Shaminin mahocha. The shtar is zayfer. From here we see clearly that this false shtar. The idea about Rabbi Yisrael lives there for mommy. Rabbi is comparing this to the previous case. And I remember we had two pshatim, whether it's really a false shtar or whether it was a valid shtar, but it was never used. Here you see the fact that he's comparing the two, that it was a valid, Rabbi Chananim shtar is right. There was a valid shtar. Because if it was a false shtar, then what's the bias tenets? How do you compare the two? In this case of before, we're talking about it was never a good shtar. So of course, Migal Hoytzi, but over here, it was a good shtar. My question is, because I gave you back the money, maybe it's a continuation. So what do you answer me in my simon before? Says that before also talking about a valid shtar amana. Like Rabbi Chananim said, it was a valid shtar, just it was never used. We prepared in case we use it. No shock is full. The chizayev is frozen. The chazav by God would even hack her. I feel that I'm a apostle.
Was drawn up for an intended transaction.
Yeah, so it's not fraudulent.
It's not real safe.
Exactly.
And with the guys not using the right term,
exactly. So according to Chananel, had it been a real fraudulent shtar, that even Rabba would have been made that there's no migi here, because what are you working with?
But because there was a genuine aspect to the shtar.
Exactly, and it's not false. Yeah. Elikai Gavna Gavna Shtar Perua, the question of here, since the shtar was real and was paid off, Shanim Choshibudai, Oikid Goy Shtar Amon, in the case, on top of the page, Shtar Amon, Shalai Nidli Kosev, you shouldn't have written in the first place because it didn't happen. Yates Ben, Pligi Rabbi, that's a machloket Rabbi Rabbi Yosef. Vabaye mashvir lahay shtore, kishtore da'ari bei Rabbi. And Rabbi compares this case to the previous case. Rabbi Yosef, Amar, kivun demoyde ha'orev, the parah. His moyde was paid off. Ela hoda v'shaklinu lahanu, they took it again. Ava v'sha hashtar b'yad ha'orev, even though the star is still in the hand of the guarantor. Lay mechayvin, lay v'lishlami, don't have to pay. Came pirsha b'nei chanam. V'li nida, to me it seems, the hu adin l'zeh ha'mamish. Interesting, before he said he liked Rabbi Chanan pshat, and now he's saying he likes better his other pshat. That there's nothing wrong with being false. There's no difference. He doesn't explain why not. Why? Yeah,
it's interesting. The Bach puts in here the ipara. Doesn't that mean that I will pay it back? It hasn't been paid yet.
No, he's made it that it was paid back, but I lent it back to you again. They say the ipara. Why the ipara? The ifra. No, that's not ifra. Not if. Okay, back to the Gemara. Says the Gemara, when do we say that you cannot use a shtar and migalot? You don't say, the Amale, he said to him, Hadarta, Oizav Tinu Mino. You turn around, you wanted to borrow from me again, so that's it. Once you were the shtar, it ended. Abel Amale, Datinu Nelech, I gave you money back. You know why? Because the money was fajavid, the money was useless. It was moldy, it was worn out, it was rusty, and it would be very difficult for me to find a store that would actually accept this money. It was torn bills, nobody wants it. Then that means that you never paid me, because I never accepted the payment. Then the shtar is active, and he would be believed. Machmas dava shayfi v'sumki, then akati isa l'shibudi the shtar, then the shtar is still active. Says the Gemara, Rabba Bashirshim, Nafik, Rabba Bashishim Nafik Alei Kola. Rabba Bashishim, a curl came out, the Ka'ochel out of the Yasmin. He was known that he is sitting on Yisraim's land. What happened was he lent money to his father, and the father gave him a mashkanta de Surya. If you remember, mashkanta de Surya is one of these mashkainas where I would let you move into my field, let's say, for 10 years, and you can keep all the produce, and after 10 years, I get the field, the buyer gets the field back, and I owe you nothing. Because you got paid over the years. And if it's your good luck that you had a better crop, then you got more money. But it wasn't the deepest because it's like the risk. Omele, so he sat on this mashkanta, the yasmin. Omele, bye-bye, says, Emily, he said to him, easy, my good friend, Gufa Dublei Chavde, what's going on over here? What happened? Why are people spreading such rumors about you? Omele, Arab, mashkanta, having a kitna, mavu in the yasmin. I'll tell you what happened here. I took this land because I lent money to the fathers. I took the land to the mashkin. The havel is uzachrin, they got bay. But the truth of the matter, there was a second loan. Now, we know that a loan to the parents is very hard to get it out of. You say, under bar mitzvah, they don't pay, either because they're not pshayt bar mitzvah, or because maybe the father chashin l'tzrodi. We're learning more echin. Or maybe the father already gave you a mashkin to pay, and he paid you back. So, v'havali zuzi achrin, egabi had other money, v'achalti shnei mashkanta, and I already finished my 10 years for the first loan, whatever it was. So, once I give it back, I'll never get paid. So, I thought to myself, ima hadarnu lo adu l'yasv, I returned them the land. The Amin and I will say, the East is achrinig abe, they owe me more money. The Avuchim by your father. Omar Rabban, the Bezin will paskin, the Rabban said, Habol yipora menich se yisayimim. If somebody wants to get paid from the estate of yisayimim, lo yipora ele b'shvua. You can only get paid, even if I have a shtar. I can only get paid with a shvua, and I don't want to swear. So I thought I'll do all this. Ele ach b'shel shtar mashkante, I'm going to conceal the document from mashkante. Remember, he's there a lot longer than 3 years. I'll conceal the shtar that I had this field as a mashkin. I'll eat. I'll continue sitting in the field to eat the produce equal to the second loan. And now I have a migui. And this is all the Talmud Chacham I'm saying. And I have a migui. If I wanted, I could have said I bought the land. And I was here many more years in a chazaka. And there's nothing you can do about it. So now that I'm made it, I did not buy the land. I came in here as a mashkin. But I'm telling you, there's a second loan outstanding. And that's why I'm standing here. That's what I thought. I'm not cheshbon. The migudi beina minu kuchviyot. One I could have said I bought in my land. Mehem nana, I would have been believed. Is kamina when I say the eastly zuzig abaychu. Now that I'm saying that, what, that you owe me money? Mehem nana should be believed. That's my cheshbon, and that's where the story started. Let's look at the bottom of the page. Rishbam shiroshim nafka lekol do kochel arad diasmik. And if I was a kamed, the mashkin hoyses leinachshi had as a mashkin shikolosh nemashkante. Now it concluded v'hichon nafka lekol shal ages emes. People started talking, which is the truth. The Mahashta, Ochil Adias, what's he still doing there? 10 years are up, or 5 years expired, give it back. Mashkantas gabai ma'avun hai ben mashkantas the suda. The kind of relation they had was a mashkantas the suda. Because he hachi ben mishlam shanya elu. When these years are up, tefuk ara double kesef. The land goes back without any change of money. Ube me'avi and machalti shne chazaka. And I already had a chazaka in time, your father. So I had all these miguis. Zuz yachin gabai zed ashbam. She is chayvli. He owes me. She ain't mashkin alay. Have no mashkin. Ramninu le'achas shakol shne mashkantas. And I thought to myself, if I'm going to give it back, the mashke and imach said, "Kakel yisayim mipal returned. Yisayim ve'eshalem choiv sheyesh alavim." And I'll ask if they get paid. Tzorich and lishava. I need to swear. Dabar dabar dabar. Ba'av bishir biyadi shtachoy michivon yishvu. Even have shtachoy, I have to swear. I don't want to. Ach b'sha ali mois. I will conceal it. Lukuch and lukuch. I could have said lukuch biyadi aborted. Do achal to chazaka bechayvon yedid. And hemnan would be bleed below yishvu. I wouldn't have to swear with the migli. I wouldn't have to swear. Now why not? Because as Rashbam, two reasons. Number one is the Einish boy in Al Shiba Kakoyes. We have a rule: you don't swear on karka. We live from the pasuk that you don't swear on karka. So since I have a karka and I have a chazaka, I don't, and I claim I bought it from your father. I don't have to swear to the Simim because you don't swear on karka. Number one. But oy, the cheska shaloshonim b'makish tarkaim. I've been here longer than 3 years. We lived before already. The 3 years is tantamount to having a shtar. And with a shtar by karka, only by a loan you have to swear. I'm trying to take something away from them. The Gemara Vayter Amalei Abaye Abaye said to him, "Lo." He says, no. What's your migu? Migu that could have bought it. No, you can't. So, everyone knew that you took this land as a mashkin. When the 5 years or 10 years expired, everybody was walking around saying, hey, what are you still doing there? So, everyone knew that. What's the migu? I could have bought it. Everyone knows you didn't buy it. Everyone knows the reason why you're there is because it's a mashkin. So, therefore, you have no migu. Now, Taser already says, if he would attack and said, Lekuchi biyadi, the fact that everybody knows is not good enough because he had a chazaka and he technically he would have been helped. But a migui, it's like a migui de haza. If he would have had the chutzpah to say it, it's one thing, but he said a weaker taina, and a migui, he could have said something which is a big chutzpah. Migui de haza, because he didn't have the chutzpah. Same here. He didn't have the chutzpah to walk around saying.
Here there's a call that he's sitting there because
alone.
He had a lie.
Yeah.
So there is that
call out. 100%.
But if he came along with the
time,
say, I bought
with a chazaka, it would have been valid.
The call.
Yes. That's what he says. Go give it back. And when the, you have no choice, return the land to the Yisayim. Because you're holding it for another loan, the din is you cannot get paid from the loan. When they grow up, you go to the Torah. Rashbam. That is what you thought. The Ibn Tanin Lekuch Biyah could have tied in his mind. Keeping the Yodin and Milza, since everyone knows the Mashkanta, he's Nachad, but you entered the land as a Mashkin. What's the limit of Lekuch Biyah? You can't say, I bought it, or Ekok, the callers, the call, the Eidus, the Ara, the Yasmi. Everyone knows, and it's more than just a call, Eidus. That belongs to Saimim, the Hasha, Shalim, Shnei Mashkanta. The years are up, but keeping the Yodat, the call of the Ara, the Mashkanta. You know that everybody knows that this is a Mashkin, but either talking about tongues are wagging because right now, what are you still doing in the field? Therefore, you didn't have the chutzpah to say, I bought it. And then Rashbam goes further. That's like, what kind of chazaka? It's like there's a machah protesting from the original owners. You should have maintained the shtar that you bought it. If you taka bought it, and you know that people are going around saying you didn't buy it, you should have kept the shtar of proof that you bought it. The chazaka doesn't work here. Here hadar ali yasmi. If you return it, hashta, the chigadli yasmi. She had b'nei mem, 13 years old, the hainah b'shol shayz ha'shon of eilich, b'v'chai b'mitzes, ishtoy yedin b'hadayah. Then you go to the Taylor. Taylor already says, why, in the Gemara later on, we're going to learn that bar mitzvah, you're mechuyev and everything, and you're an adult for everything, except when it comes to selling property. It says in the Gemara, you have to be 20, we're learning the last paydik, you have to be 20 years old before you're mature enough to start dealing in property. So Taylor wants to make a difference between selling property or paying loans, and loans happens to be security property, which is not the same thing. And then you will take Habol, as long as they're young, you cannot collect from them. The only time you can approach your same and get paid back is only, when it says there, there's an interest, outstanding interest, in every single day. It's costing them money, so then it's to their interest to pay off the loan as soon as possible. We're going to pass it to the rabbi. No, it's a legal way. Otherwise, you don't go to Yisayim. If he says give it, you'll give it. 13 years old. He says that was the same question. The limb company say, oh, but you've been chaf, you have to be 20 years old. He has to sell property. But to sell, to pay back loans, and even if you want to say it's a loan without a shtar, go to Bezin after 13. You have no evidence. Then you have to swear. You'll swear. You take it over. Besides him, he'll say the ending of the Gemara. You do collect from Yoshim, you need Adim that you lent the money. Navas, there's no shtar. He swears, but you have a shtar, you don't have to swear. If you don't have a shtar, you have to swear, then you'll collect. Okay.